This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cholera outbreak confirmed in Birganj. 3 people die and 28 more confirmed infected. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Duba urges Vietnam to start flights to Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport. Education Minister stresses linking new generation to literature for social justice. And North Korea tests new missiles amid border tensions with South. Now, the news in detail. A cholera outbreak has been confirmed in Birganj metropolitan city of Parsa district. Health authorities say 28 people have tested positive for the disease, mostly in Nagwa and Murli areas. The cases have been reported from wards 11, 12, 13, 15 and 16. 3 deaths have also been linked to the outbreak. A 20-year-old man and 37-year-old man died while undergoing treatment in local hospitals, while a 3rd fatality is under investigation. Officials say it is yet to be confirmed if all deaths were directly caused by cholera. Drinking water samples from the affected neighborhoods have been sent to the National Public Health Laboratory in Kathmandu for testing. In response, Birganj Mayor Rajesh Man Singh has deployed health workers to the affected areas, while the Madhya Provincial Government has also mobilized medical teams. The Federal Health Ministry has dispatched cholera testing kits to major hospitals in Birganj. Private and public schools in the city have also been shut for 2 days as authorities intensify awareness campaigns urging residents to maintain hygiene and seek immediate treatment if symptoms appear. Meanwhile, nearly 300 people have been infected with dengue fever in Sudhur Pashchim province over the past 8 months. According to the health directorate in Dipail, a total of 288 cases confirmed, with Koilali district reporting the highest number at 65, followed by 41 cases in Assam and 32 in Kanchanpur district. Even mountainous districts were not spared, with 18 cases recorded in Bajura and 4 in Darchula. Meanwhile, Dadeldhura, Doti, Bajang and Baitari together reported 88 infections. Vector Control Officer Hemraj Joshi has urged communities to remain cautious from June to October, the peak season for dengue. He stressed the need for local campaigns to search for and destroy mosquito larvae to help contain the disease. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has pledged government support to strengthen Miklajung Hospital in Morang. Inaugurating a child-friendly hospital building at Pathari yesterday, the minister assured assistance for equipment and other facilities. He also announced that the government, in coordination with the World Health Organization, will establish laboratories at 100 health facilities across the country, including Miklajung Hospital. Minister Paudel said the government is prioritizing to expand health services in rural and remote areas. The new hospital building was constructed for 19.8 million rupees, jointly funded by the federal and local governments. Minister for Health and... I beg your pardon. The Vice President of Vietnam, Vo Thi An Xuan, is in Nepal on a 3-day official visit at the invitation of Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav. The visit marks 50 years of diplomatic relations between Nepal and Vietnam, which were established in 1975. During her stay, the Vietnamese Vice President will call on President Ramchandra Paudel, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. She will also visit heritage sites including Patan Dawar Square and Swayambhunath Temple. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba held talks with the visiting leader yesterday, requesting Vietnam's support in starting direct flights to Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport. The two sides also discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as South-South collaboration, climate change and tourism. Minister Dr. Rana further sought Vietnam's backing for Nepal's post-2026 graduation from the least developed country category, as well as support for Nepal's candidacy for membership in UN Human Rights Council and the Economic and Social Council. Several events are being organized this year to mark 50 years of Nepal-Vietnam relations, including a special program in Hanoi this October. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Panta has stressed the need to connect the new generation with literature to strengthen voices for social justice. Speaking at a program to hand over the Sahitya Sandhya Award, the minister said that economic interests are dominating global discourse, often overshadowing the fight for justice. He expressed concern over the declining attraction towards humanities, noting that literature remains a powerful medium to speak against injustice. This year, five individuals were honored with the Sahitya Sandhya Award for their contributions in education, health and social service. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. North Korea has test-fired two new air defense missiles in a launch personally overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. State media reported that the weapons have superior combat capability and use unique technology, but gave no further details. The test came just hours after South Korea fired warning shots at North Korean soldiers who briefly crossed the demilitarized zone. Earlier this year, Pyongyang claimed to have launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile with a hypersonic warhead. South Korean officials have since voiced concern that North Korea may be receiving Russian missile technology in return for supporting Moscow's war in Ukraine, though it remains unclear if the latest test involved such technology. North and South Korea have remained divided since the Korean War ended in 1953. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at some places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, as well as at a few places in the Tarai region, with the possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Karnali province today. In addition, there is a possibility of wind gust in Madhes province along with the Tarai regions of Kosi and Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low pressure trough is located in a near normal position. Additionally, there appears to be an influence of water vapor rich air from the Bay of Bengal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Cholera outbreak confirmed in Birganj. 3 people die and 28 more confirmed infected. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba urges Vietnam to start flights to Gautam Buddha International Airport and Pokhara International Airport. Education Minister stresses linking new generation to literature for social justice. And North Korea tests new missile amid border tensions with South. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.